ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 रूपवर्णादिकं सर्वं विहाय परमार्थवित् परिपूर्ण चिदानंद स्वरूपेणावतिष्ठते
स्वरूपेणावतिष्ठते.
So here we saw in the previous class, one bit be contemplative upon one's own swarupam, which is nothing but Paramatma, which means one's own self is Paramatma, one's own self is Brahma. So may one dwell upon that swarupam. And then we also saw, and when the person, he resolves cognitively the entire universe in oneself, not physically. Physically he sees the difference, he sees the duality, but cognitively, having resolved the universe in swarupam, in oneself, which is consciousness, and may one dwell upon that consciousness, one's own self. Then next verse continues in the 40th verse. When he dwells upon, what is he now? Okay. He is a paramarthavit. Paramaha means absolute, arthaha means substance. The paramarthaha means the absolute substance. Absolute substance means absolute reality, the ultimate truth is paramarthaha. There is no artha, there is no other substance which is there other than beyond this consciousness itself. Therefore, what he has paramarthaha means, why the consciousness, the absolute reality is called paramarthaha. The arthaha here should not be taken as a purushartha here. Arthaha here means the substance. The substance means the only substance without which no other substance is there, without which nothing else can exist. The only substance which alone enjoys a substantiality, which alone has independent existence, is called absolute substance, the absolute reality or the ultimate truth, paramarthaha. Paramaha, arthaha, paramarthaha, the absolute reality. And paramarthatit means, with means the knower. Veti iti with. Veti iti with. Therefore, one who knows paramartha is called paramarthavit. And here, so one who knows paramartha is paramarthavit. That means the wise person, one who knows the reality, such a person, rupa varnadikam sarvam vihaya. Now vihaya, but now leaving aside everything. Everything means sarvam means everything. What rupa, the form, varnaha, the color, complexion. Adi Sabda stands for etc. So form, color, complexion, etc. means all the forms, names. All the forms, all the names. Rupa Varnadikam Sarvam Vihaya means, leaving aside everything, Paripurna Chidananda Swarupena Avatishtate. Avatishtate means he remains, he abides. Avatishtate means he abides. Abides with, abides as one with, abides in Paramatma, Param Brahma, the absolute reality, which is the consciousness. And which is of the nature of fullness. Swarupena avatishtate. Which means Rupa Varnadikam stands for all the Sarvam Vihaya means he has not given up the body. Rupa Varnadikam implies the body, mind, sense complex. He has not physically, he has not given them up or thrown away anything. Shifting his attention, shifting his eyesense from the body, mind, sense complex. Cognitively, Rupa Varnadikam Sarvam Vihaya means totally having shifted the eyesense from all the layers of personality. That is what is implied by Rupa Varnadikam Sarvam Vihaya. Now, having resolved that I in consciousness, the absolute reality, and he abides in that reality, which is consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness. Paripurna Chidananda Swarupena means Brahmana Avatishtate, means he abides in Brahman. He remains one with Paramatma. What does it mean? Abiding in Brahman or remaining one with Paramatma means Paramatma does not mean merging or anything. He abides in Paramatma. Abiding in Paramatma means having the essence resolved in consciousness and shifted it from, having shifted from the body, mind, and complex. Seeing oneself being Paramatma is abiding in Paramatma. The cognitive shift is called abiding in Paramatma. Paripurna means the all-pervasive consciousness chit Ananda Swarupaha, which is of the nature of fullness. And in that Paramatma, the all-pervasive consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness, he remains, abides means, he resolves his eyesense and he sees Paramatma as the only secondless self. Seeing, understanding the self being consciousness and seeing the consciousness, the self as the only reality, the secondless reality, resolving the I and giving up the essence in body, mind, complex cognitively is called abiding in Paramatma. So the wise person remains one with Paramatma or abides in Paramatma. This is the meaning of the 40th verse. Now we'll go to the 41st.
Matru Jnana Jneya Bhedaha.
Matru Jnana Jneya Bhedaha.
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 Pare Natmani Vidyate.
Arenatmani vidyate.
Chidanandaika.
Chidanandaika.
Rupatvat.
Rupatvat.
Dipyate swayamevatat.
Dipyate swayamevatat.
Evahi.
Yeah, both are okay. Swayamevahi, Swayamevatat, both the versions are okay, not much difference. So, Jnatru Jnana Jneya Bhedaha Pare Atmani Na Vidyate. Na Vidyate means Asti is, exists. Na Vidyate means does not exist or is not. What is not, you know, Jnatru Jnana Jneya Bhedaha. Jnatru means jnata, the knower. Jnanam means the pramanam. The means, jnata means pramata, the knower. Jnanam means pramanam, the instrument of knowledge. And jnayam means the object of knowledge. Generally people take it as jnanam as knowledge, but here we should take it as means of knowledge. The knower, the instrument of, subject of knowledge, jnatru, jnanam the instrument of knowledge, and jnayam the object of knowledge. The subject of knowledge, instrument of knowledge, object of knowledge is called what? Jnatru, jnana, jnaya. Jnata, jnanam. Jnata means pramata. Jnanam means pramanam and jnayam means prameyam. This bhedaha, this triputi bhedaha, na vidyate, this difference is not there. This difference becomes resolved. Relatively, in the relative world, you are the knower and sense, mind and sense organs are instruments of knowledge, and the external world of objects is object of knowledge, and this difference is very much there. Relatively, these differences are there. Knower of the object, instrument of the object of knowledge, and the object of knowledge. So, instrument of the knowledge and object of knowledge, these differences are very much there in, very much there relatively. But absolutely these differences are not there. What does it mean? In reality, these differences are only within the realm of material objective world. These differences are there possible only within the realm of the material, external, mithya, time-bound world of objects. But pare, pare atmani, in absolute self, the consciousness. In absolute self, the consciousness. These differences are not there. How do we know? To understand this, you have to remember in some context I told you about this dvaita anubhavaha and advaita anubhavaha. In waking state you have experience of duality. In dream state also you have experience of duality, wherein you isolate yourself and see the world of experience separately. Whereas in deep sleep state, when you are undivided as non-dual self, then you do not see the difference. In deep sleep state, do you see these differences? Is there the knower? Is there the instrument of knowledge? Is there the object of knowledge? Is there the subject of knowledge in deep sleep state? In deep sleep state, there is no object of knowledge. There is no instrument of knowledge. There is not even subject of knowledge. What does it mean? Of course, there is consciousness, but without a status of being the knower. But there is no instrument of knowledge, because all the sense powers are resolved. There is no object of knowledge, because there is no external world is perceived. Therefore, the differences are not there when you are asleep, which means that is non-dual experience, which you already have, wherein the differences are not there. Therefore, and that the consciousness, the reality, which obtains in the deep sleep state, without its manifestation, is the pure consciousness, the original consciousness, which is the self, the all-pervasive reality. In that all-pervasive reality obtaining in one's own mind, in deep sleep state, as original consciousness, in that Atma, these differences do not exist. This, the difference such as knower, instrument of knowledge, object of knowledge, difference is not there. Anyway, the consciousness being distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, there is no knower. Consciousness is not the knower. Consciousness is not the instrument of knowledge. Consciousness is not even the object of knowledge. And these differences are not there in consciousness. Even though nothing can be there without the consciousness, consciousness being distinct from all of them, these differences are not there. Therefore, Chid Ananda Ekarupatvat, Chid Ananda Ekarupam, what now? What is that form of reality? The Atma, what is the form? In what form the all-pervasive reality obtains in one's own mind as the self, obtaining as the self, is of what form? In what form? Chid Ananda Ekarupam. Chid Ananda Ekarupam means the consciousness as fullness. The consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness, is the only form. So, rupatva means having consciousness being the only consciousness, being the only swarupam, only rupam. Atma's form is nothing but consciousness. The form of Atma is consciousness. The formless consciousness is the form of the Atma. Only of the Atma. Deepyate swayameva tat. Consciousness being the very nature of the Atma, very swarup, very rupam, form of the Atma, the all-pervasive reality, obtaining in as the self. Swayam deepyate swayameva. It shines by itself, which means it is self-revealing, it is self-effulgent, it is self-evident. Swayameva deepyate means it shines by itself. What does it mean? Atma is already shining, means it need not be brought to light. Consciousness need not be brought to light. It is experienced, already it shines. So why it shines already by itself? It's already self-effulgent, it's self-revealing. Swayameva deepyate, tanagave vilangukirathu. It already shines by itself. Why? Because its swarupam, its only form of the reality, Atma, is consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness. Therefore shines by itself. It's not any other form. What is the form of the Atma? In what form does the self obtain? In what form does the self exist? A self is nothing but consciousness. The form of self is consciousness. Therefore shines by itself. Swayameva tat. If the form of the Atma is the body, The form of the Atma is the mind or sense organs, anything else other than consciousness, then all of them you know very well, they will shine off all these objects of knowledge, the body, the sense powers, the powers of organs of actions, the physiological functions, the mind, all the thoughts, every thought, all of them shine after the light of consciousness. Whereas, because none of these forms are the forms of the Atma, therefore they all shine after the Atma. Whereas Atma's form happens to be nothing but consciousness, the formless consciousness. The consciousness which is of the nature of formlessness is the form of the Atma, the all-pervasive reality obtaining as a self. Therefore, it doesn't shine in the light of any other light, it shines by itself, means Vayameva Deepyate, which means it is self-effulgent, self-revealing. These things he will be explained later on again, how, etc. This much having said that, now we go to this. Evam. Now, he talks, having talked, discussed about this, now the benefit of knowledge is knowledge, the jnana phalam is discussed from the following verses. Evamātmāraṇau
Evamātmāraṇau
Dhyānam dhyānamathane
Dhyānamathane
Satatam krute
Satatam krute
Uditāvagatir jvālā Sarvajnanendhanam dahet Okay.
Evamātmāraṇau
Dhyānamathane Satatam krute.
Satatam krute.
Udita vagatir jvala.
Udita vagatir jvala.
Sarva jnanendhanam dahet.
Sarva jnanendhanam dahet.
See, in those days, olden days, for producing fire, we had something called Arani Mathanam. Arani Mathanam. Tamil people might have heard about it. Have you heard about it? Arani Mathanam. Mathanam, Mathanam means churning. Mathanam is a gerund which has come from the root Math. The verb is matnati. Matnati means churns. Mat, that's why in Tamil we say matu means that with which you churn. The churner, and is called the matu. Tamil sol, matu. So mathanam means churning. And arani mathanam means to produce fire. See, those days we should not, you know, before you perform the ritual also, you have to first kindle the fire. To kindle the fire, you have to use only arani mathanam, which is churning of the two pieces of wood. There will be one aranihi. Aranihi means a substance made of wood. A wooden scoop, which is lower arani is called wooden scoop. And there will be another upper arani. Lower arani scoop, upper arani, you know, and then the piece of wood, and which they have to fix it in that lower scoop, and they have to keep on churning that. And when the upper arani, the rod like, okay, upper arani is like a rod, and the lower arani like a scoop, and they fix the upper arani in the lower arani, they fix the rod in the scoop, and they keep on churning it. they have to keep on churning. How long should they churn? The churning, the friction causes lots of heat. No, the friction, the rubbing causes a lot of heat, and thereby there happens the fire. The fire comes out. The fire will come out. Okay. So they have to keep on churning as until the fire comes. When the fire comes, that is how they used to produce fire. And they used that fire for kindling the fire to perform the ritual. It's called Arani Mathanam. So in that, now here, he's also saying, the whole knowledge here is process is called, kind of as, likened to Arani Mathanam. He says, Atmaranau Evam, in this manner, Atma Aranau, Aranihi means, no, Aranihi. Aranau, so locative. Atma Aranau, in the scope of the mind, Atma here does not mean this consciousness, please remember carefully. Pare Atmani, where I said up on the top, above the previous verse, this is different meaning. Consciousness. Here, Atma means the mind. Antahkaranam. Atma Aranau, in the Arani called mind, the scoop of mind, what we should do? Dhyana Mathane Satatam Krite. But means, what should be the upper Arani to be fixed in that lower Arani, the scoop? What is the rod, the upper Arani, to be fixed in that lower Arani, which is likened to a mind? The mind is likened to a lower Arani, the scoop. And the upper Arani, which should be fixed there, to start the churning. What should be that? Mahavakya Vichara. Mahavakyam. Or Vedanta Shastra, Vedanta Shastra Mahavakyam is the upper Arani. Which means what? The upper Arani has to be fixed to the lower Arani. The rod has to be fixed into that scoop. Similarly, the Vedanta Mahavakyam has to be fixed with the mind. Then what should you do? You have to do the churning. You have to churn it. The churning is like what? Like the Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. What are likened to the churning. Hope you got it. Lower Aranihi, the scoop. Upper Aranihi, the rod. And upper Arani has been fixed in the lower Arani, so that the churning can take place. And here Atma stands for the lower Arani. The scoop. Atma means the antakaram, the mind. The upper Arani stands, the rod stands for what now? Mahavakyam. And that has been fixed here. And the churning is likened to what? Mahavakya Vichara. Vedanta Shastra Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. Likened to that's what Dhyanam he says. Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam, likened to Mathanam. He used the word Dhyanam, and we have to include what? Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam, or what now? The Dhyanam, the Mathanam. So, Atma Aranau Dhyana Mathane Satatam Krite. Satatam, always, continuously, constantly. See, for the person who has Purushartha Nischeha, for the one who knows the value of knowledge, for the one who is 100% clear about the Atma Jnanam, the only means for moksha. And that is the only means for liberation from all limitations. The person who knows this, then again a person cannot be naturally interested in anything else. Even after having understood the fact if somebody else is still interested in something else other than the knowledge of the self, which means one can involve oneself in other activities for the sake of living. but one can't be attached to those things, because once a person knows the value of his knowledge, when he's eating and drinking and working and earning money, living, the whatever he's doing, mind must be all the time thinking of, his mind must be focused, which means I'm living this life for moksha, I'm living this life for knowing the truth, I'm living this life for not knowing the Paramatma, I'm living this life to discover the truth of myself, I'm living this life for that, I'm living this life for that, I should not forget this. If such a constant remembrance is there, then naturally, as a result of it, a person who has been studying the Shastra also all the time, and Shravanam and Nididhyasanam, person is doing means naturally, where is the mind? Mind remains fixed with actually the subject matter of the Shastra in the form of Shravanam and Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Mind is always either in Shravanam or in Mananam or Nididhyasanam continuously. Then what happens? Such a mind. What are you doing? Shravanam, 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 Shravanam. After long time, Shravanam becomes what? Mananam. Again, repeated Shravanam becomes what? Nididhyasanam. All the time, the mind is, either it was in Shravanam earlier before, for a long time, then again the mind is continuously now in Mananam, the same thing, again the mind continues to be in Nididhyasanam, the same object matter means, Hachya mind is called Satat, that's called Satatam. Satatam Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam Krite. Then what happens when it is done? When Shravana Manana, the churning of Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam is done, through this lower arani called the scoop of mind, and the upper arani called the rod, and the upper arani, the rod, in the form of Shastra, subject matter of the Shastram, then what happens? That churning should result in the production of the fire. Similarly, this Shravana Manana Nididhyasana churning also done in the mind with the help of the rod of Shastra, subject matter of the Shastram, then there comes what? There happens the fire Jwala, and that Jwala fire, Udita Jwala. What is the fire which comes out of that? Avagatir Jwala. Udita Avagatir Jwala. The fire which rises out of that churning of mind with the subject matter of the Shastram in the form of Shravanamani Vidhyasanam produces the fire of knowledge, fire of understanding. Fire of cognition, avagatihi. Avagatihi means understanding. Avagatihi is a feminine gender word. Avagamanam is a neuter gender word. Also gerund. And avagachati is the verb. Gachati goes, avagachati understands. The prefix ava means what now? Avagachati means understands. Avagatihi means understanding. And the udita means risen. That which has risen. You know, what has risen? What rises there? Understanding. What understanding? The fire. Jwala means the fire. So the churning of, the churning in the form of Shravanam and Nididhyasanam of the subject matter of the Shastram all the time in the mind results in what? Results in the rising of the fire of knowledge, fire of understanding, fire of cognition of the self. And that fire, the fire of understanding born of the churning of Shravanam and Nididhyasanam, It burns. Fire has to do two things. It has to illumine, it has to burn and destroy. Reduce everything into ashes. So here this fire of knowledge also, dahet means it burns. It burns what? It burns indhanam. The fire burns the fuel. Indhanam means fire. Indhanam dahet. Jwala indhanam dahet. The fire burns the fuel. But here, the fire of knowledge burns, reduces into ashes what? Sarva ajnana indhanam dahet. This fire of knowledge burns and destroys the, resolves the fuel of ignorance. Sarva ajnana indhanam dahe. Everything is likened here. So the fire of knowledge destroys or reduces the fuel of ignorance into ashes. Sarva ajnana indhanam avagati jwala dahati. And this fire of understanding, how does it rise? Only when the churning in the form of Shravana Marana Nidhyasanam happen. The churning in the Shravana Marana Nidhyasanam happen means with the help of what? No, with the help of the subject matter of the Shastram. Where should the churning happen? In the mind school. Atma Aranau Dhyana Mathane Satatam Kute Then Udita Avagatir Jwala Sarva Ajnana Indanam Dahet. Now the next verse is, see, this is the direct thing. When you say Rajju Ajnanam, Rajju Jnanam removes the Rajju Ajnanam. The knowledge of rope directly does only one thing. It removes the ignorance of the rope. Knowledge of rope, what does it do? It removes one directly, only one thing. It removes the knowledge of the rope, removes the ignorance of the rope. Knowledge of, no? Physics removes the knowledge of ignorance of the physics. Like that, the knowledge removes only ignorance. That's all. Elimination. Thereafter, what happens? The ajnana jatam, ajnana janyam samsara, the fear, the problem of smallness, samsara. In fact, what now? Who decides? No, actually, knowledge does not destroy the samsara. Knowledge removes only the ignorance. But the ignorance goes along with the ignorance. Ignorance caused samsara also resolves. So resolution of samsara is only a byproduct. Actually, the actual result, the direct result of the knowledge is removal of ignorance, nothing else. Removal of ignorance only. In fact, nothing is an only elimination here. Nothing is brought in newly here. Ignorance is removed. That's all. Ignorance goes, and samsara is not destroyed by the knowledge. Samsara just resolves by itself. Because samsara cannot be without the ignorance. And you can see samsara also can be there. Therefore, that is said in the next. Arunena, Aruneneva Bo. Is the same verse you have?
Yeah.
Aruneneva bodhena.
Aruneneva bodhena.
Purvam santamase hrite.
Purvam santamase hrite.
తత ఆవిర్భవేదాత్మా. స్వయమేవాంశుమానివ. సో డిస్ అరుణేనేవ బోధేన. పూర్వం సంతమసే హృతే. తత ఆవిర్భవేదాత్మా. స్వయమేవాంశుమానివ. సి పూర్వం సన్న తమః. తమః మీన్స్ డార్క్నెస్. Tamaha also means ignorance. Puram san tamas means the darkness which is there already. Okay, puram means before, already there is darkness. And arunaha, arunaha means the rising sun, dawny sun. Early in the morning. In London, where is the early morning? So, when you have to think as early in the morning, rising sun means 6 o'clock, 5:55 in the morning. I would love to take you all to Kanyakumari once to show you the sunrise. 6 o'clock, at least Coimbatore. Now, 6 o'clock in the morning, early morning, the sun rises. And then that rising sun is given a name, very tender, delicate sun and bright, that tawny color, like a fire, like not a blazing fire, but like a tender fire. It's called, that sun is called Arunaha. When the sun rises, you know, Arunena, Purum Santamase Hrute, you know, the ignorance, the darkness is removed. When the darkness goes because of the sun rise, then what happens? Amshuman swayameva avirbhavet. Is the sun brought into existence newly? No. The whole sun, amshuman also means sun. Amshuhu means ray of light. Amshuman means the one with rays of light. Kiranangale udayavan, olik kadirgale udayavan Amshuman. Amshuhu means ray of light. Amshuman means the one who is endowed with rays of light. Amshuman. Amshuman is one of the names of the sun. S-U-N, sun. Amshuman swayameva avirbhavati. Sun appears. Sun shines. Sun appears. Sun shines. Not by the help of anything else. Not depending upon any other light. Swayameva amshuman avirbhavet. Sun shines by itself. Sun appears by itself. When previously existing this darkness is taken away, removed by the rising of the sun. Is the sun is as though rising, then what happened? Already existing darkness is removed, and then sun shines. Sun shines means, it's a very interesting thing. Then what is it which brings the sun to light? It shines by itself. In the same way, eva, bodhena, bodhena, by the cognition of recognition, cognition, the knowledge of the self being consciousness. You know, ignorance of the self resolves. The darkness of ignorance is removed by the knowledge, light of knowledge, raising of the knowledge. Then what happens? Atma swayameva avirbhavet. The self shines by itself like the sun. Amshuman iva, like the sun, Atma shines by itself. Which means the darkness, just as darkness does not cover the, cannot cover the sun, so also ignorance cannot cover the Atma. The very ignorance shines in the presence of the Atma only. But the ignorance is removed by the knowledge, then Atma shines. It is nothing is brought in here, nothing is attained here. Elimination of ignorance is attainment of the Atma. Why? Because Atma Jnana Prapti, attainment of knowledge of the Self being Brahman, is knowledge, attainment of the knowledge of Brahman. Attainment of knowledge of Brahman is the attainment of Brahman. There is no attainment of Brahman. There is no other attainment of Brahman. I attain the reality means what? You never attain the reality, you are already the reality. Therefore, what is attained here? Nothing is attained. The elimination of ignorance of the self is in fact attainment of the Paramatma in terms of knowledge. Hope you got it. Is Paramatma attained? No. Is Atma attained? No. Is Brahman attained? No. Is knowledge of Paramatma attained? Yes. But sattva, how? What is removed now? You know, elimination of ignorance is the attainment of the reality in terms of knowledge. In fact, nothing is attained, because Atma is already there. Therefore, Atma swayameva amshimaniva avirbhavati. Atma appears, shines by itself like the sun when the darkness of ignorance is removed. Like, just as the dark, when the darkness is removed by the rising sun, then this whole sun alone shines by itself. Similarly, in the rising of knowledge, the darkness of ignorance is removed, then this consciousness, the self being Paramatma, the self shines by itself. Self shines, self appears, self reveals itself. Why? Because we're going to see the next verse. Atma tu satatam praptah.
Atma tu
satatam praptopi. Apraptavat.
Avidyaya.
Apraptavat. Avidyaya.
Avidyaya.
Tannashe.
प्राप्तवद्भाति स्वपकण्ठाभरणं यथा तन्नाशे प्राप्तवद्भाति स्वकण्ठाभरणं यथा
He
says, see, for Atma or Brahma, they are one and the same. The all pervasive reality with reference to the universe is known by the term Brahma. All pervasive reality obtaining in an individual is called Atma. With reference to individual is called Atma. Therefore, all pervasive reality obtaining in every individual is what now? Atma tu satatam praptaha. Always it is attained. Already attained, always attained, which means already experienced. Praptaha means attained. Attained means what? Already experienced. And already means when, always, satatam praptaha, which means you are already experiencing Atma always. There is no experience wherein you are not experiencing the Atma. In which experience are you missing the Atma? In waking state experience, are you not experiencing Atma? You are experiencing. In waking state experience, when experience the objectively real prapancha, jagrat prapancha, you are experiencing the Atma. In dream state, when experiencing the internal objectively real subtle universe, you are experiencing Atma. In deep sleep state, when you are not experiencing the external or the internal worlds, also, your experience, when you're experiencing the absence of experience of the external worlds also, you're experiencing the Atma. Which time are you not experiencing Atma? So, which time do you need to attain the Atma? You're already experiencing the Atma. You're always experiencing the Atma. Your Atma is already attained, already experienced, always. No fraction of second you are, Atma is not available for you. Sada upalabhyamanaha. Therefore, Atma tu satatam praptaha. Api, even though Atma is always experienced, already attained, but still up praptavat as though unattained, as though unknown, as though unexperienced. Apraptavat. It's still Atma is as though unattained, as though unexperienced, as though unexperienced. Why? Avidyaya, due to the ignorance of the Atma. Now, even though you're already experiencing the Atma, ignorance of what Atma is covering the already experienced Atma. Avidyaya apraptavat, as though unexperienced. As though non-experienced, as though non-attained, as though something which has to be attained newly, something which has to be experienced newly, Atma is as though like that. Why? Because of the ignorance. So, now what does he convey in this sentence? ஆத்மா இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி அட்டைன்ட், ஆத்மா இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி எவர் சததமும் பிராப்தா, எவர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்ட், நெவர் டு யூ மிஸ் தி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. பட் வாட் இஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் நாட் தேர் தென்? Knowledge of the Atma is not there. Experience of the Atma is already there. What is not there is the knowledge of the Atma. This, the knowledge of the Atma being not there is said to be what now? Avidya. This ignorance of the Atma, avidya, alone is covering the already existing experience of the Atma. Therefore, it looks as though Atma is not experienced and apraptavathu, like as though it is something unexperienced. Therefore, as now you want to experience that Atma. Therefore, he says, Tannashe. தன்னாஷே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தஸ்யாஹ அவித்யாயாஹ நாஷே. When that ignorance which is covering the experience of the Atma, which is covering the Atma which is already experienced, ignorance of the Atma which is covering the Atma, already experienced Atma, the ignorance is destroyed. தன்னாஷே மீன்ஸ் when the ignorance is removed, resolved. I don't want like to use the word destroyed. When the ignorance is resolved or removed, eliminated, dispelled, Atma shines. Bhati, Atma shines. How does it shine? As though newly attained, praptavati. Already experienced Atma shines as though it is newly experienced when the ignorance of the Atma is removed. That means what? Removal of ignorance, knowledge of the Atma removes the ignorance, and removal of ignorance does not bring in the new experience of the Atma. And very careful here. A new experience of the Atma is not brought in by the removal of ignorance. Knowledge removes the ignorance, but removal of ignorance cannot bring in newly the object of knowledge. Understand? Very careful here. When there is an object, even if you take it as an object, not the Atma, if there is an object, and when you come to know of any, when you are ignorant of the object, the object is existent or not already? The object is already existent. When you are ignorant of the object is as good as non-existent for you. The object is not non-existent. Object is already existent. Because already non-existent thing can never become an object of knowledge. Hope you understand it. A non-existent thing will always be non-existent. An already existing thing alone can become an object of knowledge. But when you are ignorant of the object of knowledge, a given object, the object is as good as non-existent, but it is not non-existent. In the wake of knowledge, what is removed is the ignorance of the object. That's all. The object is not brought in by the removal of ignorance. Similarly, the ignorance of the Atma, knowledge of the Atma removes the ignorance. ignorance of the Atma is removed, Atma is already experienced. Atma shines as though obtained newly. Really speaking, it is not newly experienced. Like what? Tannashya, when ignorance is removed, Atma shines as though newly attained. As though newly attained, really speaking, is not newly attained. Like what? Here the Acharya uses Swakantha Abharanam Yatha. So Kantha Abharanam means the ornament worn in the neck is called Kantha Abharanam. Kantha Abharanam. Punya Swamiji, I don't know whether you remember, he uses his specs always like this. I don't know whether you remember his old jokes. He puts his specs like sometimes there are some housewife, husbands in India, when they read our paper, Hindu paper, they read the page one, first word onwards, till the last page. They read the whole Hindu paper, standard English paper. They read the whole paper. When they're reading, so they get so engrossed. And then after that, no, they put the specs like this. And then they keep the specs on the head like this. They'll be searching and they'll ask the wife where the specs was. First searches all everywhere. The wife comes and sees this man without helping me or even little. And he's been sitting and thinking. After the coffee, he's been reading newspaper. And now let me not tell him, let him search. She sees and she goes away. She gets very angry and he searches all over. And angrily, and it's all my headache, you know, my paradha. I have to lose my specs like that. Puts the head like, hand like this. And his hand touches the specs. And he puts it on my card. Like this, you know. Sometimes you wear your ornament, your own neck. But you forget that you have worn it. You are wearing it. And you go and open the box where usually our jewel box. And you search for it. There's the jewel box. There's no ornament. And you search all over. You know. And at last, somehow, you know, when you touch, you find out, oh, it's already there. When you find the Abharanam, is it already existing? You are discovering the already existing the ornament or a newly brought in created ornament. Your discovery is always of something which is already there. Which remains covered. Discovery is knowledge. Discovery of what is knowledge. Therefore, you are not creating something newly here. It's only discovery of what is already. Your Atma is already there, already experienced. It is you, your Swarupam. Are you experiencing Atma newly? Now, do you want an experience of the Atma? No. The discovery of the Atma, which is already experienced, cannot be newly experienced. When the ignorance of the Atma is removed, the Atma shines as though it is newly experienced. Really speaking, like one's own, ornament on the neck, it shines, really speaking, it's already experienced. How? There is no third experience. There is no fourth experience. All the experiences a human being can have, two forms of experiences, Advaita Anubhava and Dvaita Anubhava. I don't know why somehow the things are coming together like this. Is there a third Anubhava possible? No. There's no other Anubhava. Either you see yourself as an experiencer divided from the experienced external world of objects, or wherein you see yourself as undivided, non-dual. Wherein there is a non-dual experience, undivided self, You see yourself as a divided individual, or you see yourself as non-divided, non-dual self. All do you have is experience. And yeah, both the experiences are what time-bound in nature. Non-dual experience also is time-bound. Dual experience also is time-bound. Any experience is time-bound. And what is free from time limitation, what is not bound by time, is the reality which obtains as the experiencer. The reality which is not the experiencer, which obtained, it's available for recognition as the experiencer, is what? The consciousness, which is neither the experiencer, nor the experience, nor the experienced. That consciousness is the timeless reality, which is not an experience. Therefore, need cannot be available for any. There's no third experience possible. If we await another experience, it's not possible. Therefore, only praptavata bhati, it is as it looks as though it's a newly new experience of the Atma, really speaking. In the elimination of ignorance only makes the Atma shine. It's not newly experienced. Okay, we go to the next verse. Tamanau purushavad bhrantya. It's okay?
Sthanau.
It's a 45th verse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it, do you have any doubts to ask me? I'll let me do it. Sthanau. Purushavad bhati, purushavad bhrantya.
Purushavad bhrantya.
Krita brahmani jivata.
Krita brahmani jivata.
Jivasya.
Jivasya.
Tatvike rupe. Tasmin drishte nivartate. Sthanau purushavad bhrantya.
Sthanau purushavad bhrantya.
Krita brahmani jivata.
Krita brahmani jivata.
Jivasya tatvike rupe. Tasmin drishte nivartate. So here it's a beautiful, he says how Atma need not be, cannot be experienced newly, because already Atma is experienced. And here the problem actually is not in not having the experience. The problem is not seeing correctly, which is called ajnanam. And he says, it's all in the notion, it's all in perception. The perception of the Atma is corrected, then in the vision of the perception of the Atma is corrected. The error in the perception of the Atma is corrected, which is absolutely notional. Then there is Paramat Brahmatvam, which means you are already Paramatma. When you say I, that I is the self which is already Paramatma. That I that is expressed as word, as I am, that I actually is not the body, mind, sense complex, which is not away from the body, mind, sense complex also. I is obtaining in a given body, mind, sense complex. Obtains non-distantly, distancelessly obtains in the body, mind, sense complex. Like how the H2O, water the H2O obtains in the wave, distancelessly, as the very truth of the name and form wave, but still distinct from the name and form wave. So also this Atma, I, Atma, the all-pervasive reality obtains as I in every individual, non-distantly or distancelessly, but still distinct from this body, mind, and complex, the Atma, already Brahma. Already it is Brahma. Therefore, it does not need to become Brahma. It does not need to attain the status of being Brahma. Already it is Brahma. No, I want to, I has to, I has to attain the status of being Brahman. Means what? Aham has to attain Brahmatvam. No, I need not attain Brahmatvam. I does not need to attain Brahmatvam because I already is Brahma. Like wave is already H2O. It does not need to become H2O. It does not need to attain the status of being the water because it's already wave is water. Like I actually am already Brahma. In an attained status. But in that, if I'm already Brahma, then why there is a no in status of being the individual there? If I'm all, Brahman means all, Brahman means the whole, Brahman means the non-dual, secondless, only, independent, undivided, all-pervasive reality. That is there. Then why there is a state? That means it's a whole. The whole is Brahman. That means why then there is a status of being the individual in I? Why there is status of being an individual superimposed upon the I? It is, he says, it is because of the wrong identity. I is already Brahma. I'm using is, okay, don't take it seriously, grammatical errors. I is already Brahma. But still I is looked upon as an individual. I enjoy the status of being the individual because of its wrong identity. Wrong identity is because of the error, no, in perception of the I. Error in perception of the I. So he like that, he says, like what? He says, Brahmani Jivata. Brahmani Jivata. Everything that is here is Brahma. You are Brahma. You are already Brahma. But you don't see yourself as Brahma. Because you see yourself as individual, limited individual, isolated from the whole jagat, threatened by the whole jagat, and subject to all forms of limitations, and undergoing the suffering the samsara problems. You see yourself as an individual, time-bound individual, going through all sorts of sufferings, samsara. Really speaking, you are Brahma. But this jivata means the status of being an individual, is superimposed upon you, Atma, the Brahma. Like what, he says, sthano purushavat. When you see a post, sthanuhu means a post, a stump, no? sthanuhu, when you see a post in darkness, on a dim light, in bright light, nobody will mistake the sthanuhu for a man. Especially in villages in India, we have lots of sthanus, the posts, stumps, wooden posts, put there in many places, especially tied these cows. So that's why the example is a very traditional example used here. Sthanu, I don't know whether you have text. And the sthanu, the post, wooden post, having been there for a long time, it becomes inside, when the scorching sun comes, it gets scorched by the sun's heat. And it rains, and it also gets damp and wet in the rains. So having been there for a long time, it becomes also dark in color. It becomes sort of black in color. And such sthanus, the wooden posts, when you see in darkness or dim light, and it looks sometimes as though one man is standing, if you walk. Sthano purushavathu. In village houses, as young girls, we never had attached toilets and bathrooms. It is very unhygienic in Indian village culture. Okay, so we used to have the village houses, the bathroom towards the backyard, far away from the actual house. Suppose the midnight and all, if you have to get up and go to toilet or loo, and it's not that, luckily it is not very cold like in London. It's also very pleasant breeze, cool breeze. We are very happy to go out to the time for. The midnight, we had to go once in a while. So we get up and go. And everywhere, we don't have big lights and all lamps in the back, the backyards. We had to walk a few yards, 20 steps to the toilet bathrooms. And then in between all our own trees, we know very well. And the stumps not with there, the wooden posts. And suddenly, as if some thief has come and sees, thief is standing there. Our own Bhranti, Like this. That in the previous night, if you watch some television program or a movie, and wherein you see the thief standing and all that. And all these things really it makes you think, exactly this, the post looks like the man only. So he says, sthano purushavat. When you see the wooden post, and then you see, but you don't see the wooden post. You mistake, it's like mistaking the wooden post for a man. Purushavat. Like how this the post is taken for the man. How? Bhrantya. Because of your delusion, confusion, bhrantya. What is the confusion is caused by what? You do not know what is there is a post. That is called what? Not seeing what is called ignorance. Because of the ignorance, what you do? Because confusion, you mistake that post for a man. Okay, now that results in what? The fear also comes. Therefore, purushavatu bhrantya, it is not with the clear eyes you see this post as a man. Only in sleepy, dim light, sleepy mood, you mistake the post for a man. Similarly, here also, brahmani jivata bhrantya krita. You are already paramatma. And when you think you are an individual isolated and going through samsara problems, means this is only caused by the status of being the individual suffering samsara is completely because of your confusion in your perception of the self. Error in the perception of the self. It means what? Brahman, Atma is already Brahman. Means Atma is not the Jivaha, not the individual. Individual means free from subject to limitations. Brahman means free from limitations. We are already limitless reality, Brahma, different, distinct, not the limited individual going through samsara, subject to all limitations. Like what? Purushaha is not the sthanu. But you see that as sthanu. You mistake the sthanu for purusha. Mistake the paramatma for jiva. Jivasya tatvike rupe drishte. Tasmin tatvike rupe drishte. Nivartate bhrantihi. When you see, then you turn the light on and you see this wooden post as a post, and you, without your effort, the sthanu does not become the purusha does not become the sthanu afterwards. When you see the sthanu as a sthanu, the purusha does not, become the sthanu. What happens? Purusha is not there. Purusha only was apparent in the confusion, and purusha resolves in the very stump, very wooden post. Similarly, when you see what is the truth of the jivasya tatvike rupe tasmin drishte. When you see the truth of this jiva, what is this purusha? Who is this purusha? When you go and see, you see the purusha resolves, you see only the sthanu. And purusha resolves. When you see what is this I, closely see what this I is. Is this I the body? Is this I the mind? Is this I senses? What is this I? Then you will see the I has to be shifted from everywhere. I is not the body. What is this I then? No. You resolve, when you see what I is, I am Brahma. When you see the truth of I being consciousness, the limitless all-pervasive reality, then you resolve the I in that reality, then what happens? Jivatvam resolves. Like how Purusha resolves the wake of the knowledge of the sthanuhu, the stump, the wooden post. The man you saw in delusion resolves without being chased away. The jivatvam, without being destroyed, without being removed, the jesus, the limb, all the notion caused limitation, the status of being the jiva also resolves in the individual, resolves in the very total. Even the individual resolves in the very truth of the individual. What does it mean? The limitations become resolved. The repetition is what now? When you see the truth of I, what is I? I am Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. What Aham Brahmasmi means? And where is Jivata now? Where is the status of being the individual now? Where is the individuality now? The individuality resolves in the very vision of the truth of the self being Brahma. So individuality need not be pushed and removed. Now what the main teaching is, all that you need is continuous shravanam. This continuous systematic shravanam will help you resolve your notional problem. There is no real problem at all. But now the problem is, and the problem appears to be very real. So all the efforts we may make to resolve the problem don't seem to be helping us. Don't seem to be useful in resolving the problem. They aggravate the problem. So what Shastram says is, see the problem being notional. Therefore, the notion problem has to be resolved how? Only by correcting the notion. Therefore, for which you need continuous listening is the only way. So here he says, my verse has gone. My verse disappeared. When I turn the thing, the verse has gone. Okay, doesn't matter anyway. So just as the person resolves in the wooden post, so the jivatvam, the individuality also resolves in the very vision of one's own, the truth of one's own self. First, tattvike rupe drishte, see what is the truth of this I. What is the truth of this I means, where does this I exist? Where does it exist means, when is it not? It's always there. I is always there actually. When is it experienced? When is it not experienced? Always it is there. Dually experienced, non-dually also is experienced. Always experienced. Only thing is, what is this I? So, tattvike rupe drishte, when the truth of this I is understood in the vision of the truth of the I, what happens is, jivatvam resolves. So, the recognizing or discovering the truth of the I does not make I Brahman. It only resolves the individuality superimposed upon the I. Brahmatvam is not attained by the I. The jivatvam superimposed upon the I alone is resolved. Nothing is attained, it is only elimination. Is the status of being Brahman attained by I? Or is the status of being the jiva is resolved? This is very important. Jivatvam is given up, resolved, or brahmatvam is attained. Tell me, what is happening? A result of jnana. What is attained? What is resolved? Brahmatvam, is it attained? The status of being Brahman is not attained by I. The I does not attain the status of being Brahman. Why? Need not attain the status of being Brahman. Why? Because I am already Brahman. I is already Brahma. Then what is resolved then? The status of being the jiva is resolved. This is the lesson for the day. So, you can understand now, sorry, what a big relief to know. I cannot attain Brahmatvam. I cannot attain the status of being the limitless reality. Why? I'm already the limitless reality. It is a fact repeatedly written by Shastra. Then what is the problem here? The status of being an individual also is not real. I cannot have both state, no, both at the same time. Being Brahman, yourself being Brahman already, yourself being already a limitless, all-pervasive reality. Yourself means what? The I being already the reality. The way being already water, it cannot become the water. So also I cannot become Paramatma. All it is Paramatma. But what is to be resolved here is the status of being the wave. Like that, here the status of being the individual alone has to be resolved. To, for the wave to resolve the status of being the wave, does the wave need to become water? No, it's already water. Then what should it do? Cognitively, it has to resolve the notion that is shift the essence from the Namarupa wave to water. Similarly, here also, cognitively shift the essence from body mind complex to the consciousness. But shifting involves clear knowledge of what the I is. Not first, then what the I is. Therefore, this is the lesson. I'll stop now. Any doubts, anything you want to ask, Ojaji?
No, not on this one. Not at all. It's very clear. It's also very clear, very obvious that the only way is to listen again and again and again.
See, a lot of things are repeated here.
Yeah.
But in every time it is repeated, something subtle is emphasized. Have you noticed it?
Yes, I have. Very much so.
That being able to see the subtleness and difference in the enhancing understanding is the beauty of it. But that's how you start understanding. That's how we can understand that we start understanding teaching. Otherwise, we see, the same thing everywhere we hear about the consciousness, Atma, Brahman, already to do everything. What is the big, it's a repetition. We may feel that. That is why Shastram says the fact needs to be repeatedly listened to. It's very important for us to place ourselves in the very truth all the time. That is why he used that example of Arani Mathanam. No, you have to, this mind needs to need something for chewing all the time. Like mouth, you put some chewing gum. All the time, some psychological problem, put some chewing gum I need to give. All the time. They can't keep, they're so restless. So restless. And then to manage the restlessness, they put some chewing gum in the mind, in the stomach, in the mouth. Then they all the time chew. And I used to feel, my God, won't they feel pain? Won't it be painful for them to chew the chewing gum? I realized later on, if they don't put the chewing gum in the mouth, and then they'll be very restless. Some action, unknowingly, without the knowledge, something should be going on. It's all called neddos, no dhamma. There's no mastery over the sense organs, the organs of actions. Without their knowledge, the mouth will be, without the knowledge, mechanically they'll put the chewing gum and they'll be doing it. That's called not tarvanam. Continuously chewing. And here Shastram says, you have to chew mentally all the time. This is the Shastra. All the time chew mentally. Mental chewing. No, there's only way you can resolve this notion cost problem, not the real problem. That's called a mathanam. And how long should I be doing this mathanam? How long should I be churning this? You know, in this upper arani, lower arani, how long should I be chewing? No, until the fire comes. Until the fire comes, you have to keep on, you have to be rubbing. So similar, until the jnanam takes place, the fire of the understanding takes place, you have to be doing the Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. How long should I be doing Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam? Until the jnanam takes place. I remember Swamiji telling, when somebody asked, Swamiji, can we, Swamiji, once he, they came and bought Gita books, home study books, and they wanted to get signatures from Swamiji. And Swamiji gave his signature. And they asked Swamiji, how long will it take to finish his Gita home study books? And can I finish the whole course in 3 years, Swamiji? Swamiji said, no. We can finish in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. But you may not be able to finish even before the death. What does it mean? You never finish Gita home study. What Swamiji meant was, even if you finish reading once, you have to start reading from the beginning again. Again and again and again and again, you have to, after 18th chapter, go back to the first introduction to Bhagavad Gita, again start reading it. Reread it. Again and again and again. How long should we be repeating the study of Bhagavad Gita? Until Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam becomes clear. Therefore, it's not a 3 years degree course. They go to the college, attend 3 year course, attend again. Now get the certificate, come out and look for a job. It's not something like that. Until knowledge takes place. There's no time duration. If you're, it depends upon how serious you are, how intense, you know, how in, what's intention, how intense you are and how serious you are and how much you try to understand and how, see, depends upon it. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.